This is a Pinball News production.
It was a great video. I mean, did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
So what is the camera set? He obviously has to be able to play. Really well, you know, and not being obstructed, and obviously you have a good... Is there like a camera on his chest or something?
Just about. You got to remember, a lot of those shots, he does have a tripod with the camera right in front of him and then two banks of lights. So it's very bright, and he can't really move around a lot. So, in some shots, he's ducking down. Some shots, he's got one arm in there. So all the shots you notice are generally the glasses removed off the game just because it just glares so much you can't photograph anything with the glass on. That's him playing.
Can most of these moves be done with the smaller flippers on the older games?
I do believe so. There's some technical aspects, and the only thing I've in watching this is the angle of the flipper. Some of the games have a slightly aggressive angle. And some people have noted that opto sensors are a little different than the spring. Some have a different feel to them. And sometimes it depends on the player. And sometimes one game just feels better than another. If you're really good, it doesn't matter. That's what I've noticed. I have problems on some of them. My brother just says, you just do this, bap, bap, bap.
Until 1965, they didn't have inlays where the ball would guide to the flipper. Banka Ball, which we have out there, was the first game that actually had a path that would lead to the flipper in a controlled way, so you could do a lot more things with it. But it has the short flippers, which didn't come out, I guess, long flippers, early 70s or something.
Yeah.
I heard it took you guys 2 to 3 years to make this video.
Well, that wasn't a full-time effort. I mean, we'd work in bunches, do a bunch of shoot, and, get wife and kids and life. Yeah, and so you may not do something for many weeks, and then you'll do a bunch of stuff, but it was done in segments, as it were.
I'm just curious, do you have plans to make a second?
Maybe another 2.5 years.
What's your day job?
Day job, software engineering. And, manage groups of software teams. What's that?
And your brother?
He works at Area Amusements, and he does web design. So he does. He's around pinball machines a lot, and does a bunch of other odd jobs. He does graphics. That's all that is his graphics and animation.
So can you do all those fancy flipper moves, flipper pass?
I can do them, but not at will. That's one thing I noted. And it's one thing, you can do it. And part of it is, from making this, I'm not an expert. And I like to play, but some of those things, and my brother says, you won't become an expert doing this. This is part of what you can do. And he emphasizes ball control. So if you can get him in here or ask him about that. Some people, they get overly concerned with being able to do all these things. And he says, no, it's just basic ball control, is being able to stop the ball when you need to and then aim carefully. And you notice when he plays, he doesn't hit all the shots either. But he manages to save the ball, that's how he recovers. So his technique is take a shot. If it doesn't go in, get the ball back, get it on the flipper you want, and take another shot.
And I can do that, but the thing that I can't do is the flipper switch. I mean, I can pretty much cradle, that's
yeah.
And pretty much aim, that's not too hard either. But doing the switch, I'm afraid it's going to fall.
That's another thing is, you practice on a machine that you don't care. Or what I know is you can take the glass off and you can stick something in the, behind it so the ball won't go out, and just diddle around, try a couple things until you feel confident doing it in a game. Yeah, and some of those, I can do.
But on free play, so you don't have to worry. So
yeah, yeah.
It's a great place to practice here.
Yeah, and a lot of these, to me, between the, the casual gamer and the expert is, he can do it when he wants to or when he needs to. People like me, no. 10% of the time I'll do it. So, yeah.
How much more is on the full DVD?
This is about half. So we took out pretty much half of everything. So all the skill shots, you know, like, so I think two.
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing. It's really, really worth it, and it's fun. There's also some fun things you threw in there, like the opera.
Oh, yeah. I took some of the musical stuff. We have all sorts of pinball-related entertainment stuff in there. And the pinball etiquette is actually based on real-life example. We won't name any names.
Where are they selling the...
The front desk.
At the front desk?
Where the t-shirts are being sold, right in the front, yeah.
I brought in some little mini posters. So if you have any of those left, you get one of those.
Has making and watching the DVD improved your game?
At times, and what I notice is you can play, just play whatever you want sloppy. Then try to do some of this stuff, it affects my gameplay. Because then I'm consciously trying to do something. And for some games, it helps you. Because some games, like they have a certain shot requires you to be, the ball being on a flipper. So if you didn't know, you just randomly play and, you know, take your chances. But if you do know, and part of it is knowing the game's strategy. And the rules. And that's one thing that I have problems. It's like, what do I shoot at? What do I shoot at now? How did I get a billion points so fast? You know, and that, you actually just read the card, and then you can go online, and there's some game strategy guides of, you know, what works best. And then what you learn by experience, obviously, is the zones where you don't want to hit the ball or you do want to hit. We have a couple of those demoed on the DVD.
Yeah. So what's your favorite? What are some of your
things? So, well, my brother has a Family Guy, and that's so obnoxiously funny. I don't play particularly well. I just like hitting all the stuff to hear it. And I like that. I like Funhouse. Funhouse is a kind of, and they're all my brother's games, and some of the old Solid State. Some of my favorites in there. And DVD is good for kids. Those were my little boys, and they actually can do a lot of these moves. Just because they've been watching this thing for, I put it on our big TV, and they like watching it, and then they'll sit there and they'll say, "Look, Dad, Cradle, I can do flipper pass," and you know they're doing post pass and some of this stuff, and then they're hitting shots. But part of it is you know, it's like watching Tiger Woods play golf. You know, how do you play good? Well, you practice. Learning some tips and tricks are helpful too, or if you don't know what you're trying to do, and guided. Guided approach helps, but just getting out and playing is the best thing. And some people have different, you know, strengths. Some guys I see, they just flail away, but the ball goes in and they score a lot of points, and some people carefully aim and take their time. Same thing, but as long as you're having fun.
Do